Golf Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by the Travelers Championship. See the PGA Tour's biggest names June 18th through the 22nd at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information. And by Tourism Ireland. Discover world-class links and breathtaking landscapes. Experience golf where it all began. Plan your dream trip to Ireland today at ireland.com/golf. And by Aer Lingus, the Irish flag carrier, renowned for its warm Irish hospitality and exceptional service. Aer Lingus flies to Ireland from 19 gateways across North America. For more information and to secure a great fare, visit aerlingus.com. And by Concert Golf Partners and its family of 38 upscale private clubs. Concert preserves the unique culture of each club and invests capital annually to enhance the member experience. Looking to sell or recapitalize your club? Discover ConcertGolfPartners.com. And it is my pleasure to say hello to Ernie Els, Hall of Fame golfer, winner of 4 major titles, 1 senior major title, and 80 professional victories overall, and really one of the most popular golfers on the planet.
Well, thank you very much, Anne. Nice to be with you guys. Thank you.
Now, your first of 4 major titles was the 1994 U.S. Open title at Oakmont Country Club outside of Pittsburgh, where the U.S. Open will be played this week. You were 24 years old at the time, and I'm curious, what do you remember about that win?
Yeah, it's unreal. You know, I'm 55 now. I was 24 back then. I mean, 31 years ago at Oakmont, I remember it being very, very hot. anybody that's my age will remember that week. I speak to a lot of friends of mine who actually came to watch. And the one thing we always talk about is the heat that we had. It was 105 degrees, and you know, the whole week was pretty warm. And another thing I remember fondly is Arnold Palmer playing his last, U.S. Open tournament there at Oakmont, where he was from. So a lot of great memories, not only winning the tournament, obviously, but also great memories from just being there.
Sure, and I know you won, what, on the second sudden death hole, defeating Lauren Roberts, but you had to play an 18-hole playoff on the Monday, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had a 2-shot lead with, I think, 3 or 4 to go, and I remember, you know, I hit it a little bit short on 16, the par 3 is a long par 3. I got it on the green, but I ran the first putt by a good 12 feet and, you know, missed that return. I didn't birdie 17, and then and I made a bit of a mishap on 18 also. So I guess the nerves got to me a little bit at the end there. And then got into a playoff with Lauren Roberts and Colin Montgomery. We had a very hectic start again. Hung in there to shoot a 3-over par 74. And then myself and Lauren went into a sudden death where I eventually won it on the second extra hole. So it took a good week and another day to win that U.S. Open. So it was a lot of hard work.
I bet. You probably thought it would never end.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought, you know, 90 holes, I think it's still kind of, it might still be the record of, I think Hale Irwin also won a U.S. Open playing 90 holes. So, I mean, it was a lot of work. So I have a lot of good and bad memories from Oakmont. You know, it's such a tough golf course.
I want to get into the difficulty of the course in a second, but, you know, this was back when the playoff was actually on Monday, 18 holes, and then if there was still a tie, it would go into sudden death. And I know the USGA changed that in 2018, eliminating the traditional 18-hole Monday playoff, and since then it's been the, you know, the 2-hole aggregate playoff followed by sudden death if needed. So my goodness, you don't have to stay an extra day if it does go into the playoff. But what about Oakmont? I mean, just a brutal test, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's really a brutal test to your point. I mean, it's just, you know, it's such a great golf course. You know, when I played it, it was tree lined, you know, a lot of trees was there, but, you know, they've done a couple of renovations, and I see there's, you know, there's maybe just one or two oaks left, you know, on the golf course, but they wanted to take it back to how the golf course was designed back in, I think, 1904. So, but what a golf course. It tests everything in your game, your accuracy, your power, you know, your finesse, your putting ability, your pitching, everything about your game will be tested around that golf course. And playing such a prestigious event, you know, I think it was only fair to have an 18-hole playoff. You know, it's such a huge honor to be playing in the U.S. Open. And if you tie, you know, sometimes on that Southern Death or an aggregate, you know, format, you know, you could get a bad bounce and actually lose the event after playing, you know, great golf for a week. So I'm sure there's still a little debate left, you know, on how to actually conclude a championship. But, you know, I was lucky enough to have won that that playoff, obviously.
Yeah, good point. Absolutely. And, you know, I was at Oakmont when Dustin Johnson won in 2016 and actually had the opportunity to play it the Monday after the U.S. Open. And, boy, those church pews, the bunkers there, the piano keys. You know, it's just, yeah. And it's a historic course. Yeah. It's designated a National Historic Landmark. And you just have to stay in the fairway or forget it. The rough around the greens is just intense. The rough itself all over is, I mean, it's such a great test. And for you to win it there, I tell you, and you won some incredible major titles at classic golf courses, Ernie, for sure.
Yeah, and I've been very fortunate, Dan. Thank you. I, you know, to be on the list of champions at Oakmont is incredible. You know, after me, obviously, there's been another two U.S. Open champions crowned by, you know, through Angel Cabrera, who also won the Masters. He's just won two majors on the senior circuit with us. You know, Dustin Johnson, you know, incredible player, also multiple major champion. And before us was, you know, Johnny Miller, Larry Nelson, there was John Mahaffey, won the PGA. You know, you talk about, you know, Jack Nicklaus, you talk about Ben Hogan. I mean, Bobby Jones, I mean, it's the who's who, you know. So to be on that list is incredible. And also the ladies champions that have played there and won on that special golf course. And that's all very astute kind of players. So it's good to be on that list.
How did Johnny Miller shoot a 63 in the final round of the 73 U.S. Open there? I mean, that was just spectacular.
Spectacular. And I did hear that it rained a bit, so it made it a little softer, but that's, you know, that's no excuse. You know, I mean, the guy was one of the best iron players the world's ever seen. You know, he was such a ball striker, and obviously his putter was good. I remember reading an article where he explained how he shot that 63, and, you know, he was that good with irons that he was so in control of his golf ball that he was leaving himself up your putts. You know, I was just lucky enough to hit the green, if you're lucky enough to do that. But he was so skillful that he could leave his iron shot short of the hole and keep himself up your putts. You know, there's not too many times in a man's career or any golfer's career where you're in that control of your game, where you can actually control your ball to just have up your putts. So that was pretty nice to read.
Incredible, just brilliant for sure. But, I mean, your other major titles, the 2002 Open Championship, Mirrorfield, and another sudden-death playoff, right? And then the Open Championship title in 2012 at Royal Lithium in St. Anne's. You know, the U.S. Open title in 97 at Congressional. So your wins, Ernie, are on classic designs.
No, thank you. I've always enjoyed playing these old, I won't say old, but I mean, historical venues, you know. I mean, Congressional has a lot of history to it. Also, Muirfield in Scotland, you know, and then obviously Lytham. And it's just by chance that I really won there, to be honest with you. But looking back, you know, you're very proud of being able to win on those venues. So it just, you know, these type of venues, as I said, it tests your all around game, you know, and in major championships, things can get really tight. So your mental game also has to be there. You know, you got to feel like you're destined to win. You know, when you have that feeling and you have good game, you know, sometimes good things happen to you on the golf course, you know. And when I look back on those four majors that I won, you know, on the regular tour, I had those feelings. You know, I felt like I was very prepared. I liked the golf course I was playing, and, you know, good things kind of happened for me, you know, and that's how you kind of win these things. You need a bit of good fortune to win.
And fast forward, you are 55 years old now, and you've been playing on the PGA Tour Champions, and you're really lighting up the tour. I mean, you won a senior major title. You have 7 PGA Tour Championship titles so far. And I read where your scoring average is 68. So, I mean, what's your secret about keeping your game so sharp as you age?
Well, and I think it's just, I mean, we still have a love for what we do. You know, I'm not going to do this forever. It feels like I've been playing forever. But, you know, I still enjoy it. You know, I'm still at an age, believe it or not, where we kind of look after ourselves a little bit better maybe than we did earlier. And we're playing against really competitive guys out here on golf courses that we can actually score on, you know, hence my scoring average of 68. You know, we're playing, you know, PGA Tour venues that we played back in the past, you know, which is kind of outdated for the youngsters now. So we can reach par fives and so forth. So if you have your game in shape, you can score, you know. But, you know, I'm having a pretty nice time, but not as good as Bernhard Langer. Bernhard Langer has won 47 or 48 times, and he's still going. So he's kind of the beacon out there that everybody strives to get to.
Do you see yourself playing as long as Bernhard is playing? I mean, he's in his late 60s and still going strong.
No, he's unbelievable. I mean, you know, I say when they have to cut him, you know, there's not going to be any blood. It's just going to be a bunch of wires. You know, he's a cyborg.
I love it.
And I mean that in the best possible way. He's just an incredible guy. He hasn't changed anything in his routine. He still does things very, very the same as what he did 30 years ago. And amazing player. But we'll see. You know, I'm 55. I've got a lot of other things going on, but I still like playing. So we'll see when I wake up and I don't feel that desire, I'll probably stop.
What are your thoughts about the current players? I mean, Scottie Scheffler, he's lighting it up. He's won 3 of his last 4 events. Just your observations, Ernie, on, you know, the current state of the PGA Tour and the talent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually speaking to you now, watching the French Open tennis, and, you know, I'm watching Jannik Sinner play, and, you know, he looks like he's just a step above. You know, it's just everything about him. He's serving, his ground strokes, everything is just a little quicker, and, you know, he just looks like he's a little above the rest of the field. And I see the same on our PGA Tour, you know, with Rory and Scottie Scheffler really separating themselves now from the pack. Seems like guys have not quite kind of kept up with the going rate. You know, these guys have really gone to another level. So I'm a little concerned there. You know, there's not the competition maybe that's needed at the moment, but things can change. You know, this is sport. But it's great to see. I mean, Scottie's absolutely dedicated himself to the game. So has Rory. So has some other players. You know, on the lift tour, you know, DeChambeau is quite something to watch. But, you know, the rest of the field, they've got a lot of work to do to stay up there with the best in the world now.
You'd rather see, you think there's not enough depth, that these guys are dominating, Scottie and Rory and some of these guys, or?
Well, you know, just their performance right now. I think you know, it reminds me of my era with Tiger. We had a really good group of players in Phil, Vijay, Davis, Fred, myself, Latif. I mean, there's a lot of other names. We all kind of won our fair share of tournaments, but Tiger was just so much better, you know, that, you know, we almost weren't ever talked about. And I'm kind of seeing a little bit of the same. You know, I see some players, you know, want to show their mettle, and then they kind of disappear a little bit, either through injury or just not playing to their level. So it's going to be interesting to see the next 18 months or so who's going to step up, you know, whether it's a young player coming through or a veteran rededicating themselves to the game.
Hey, I want to mention your outstanding charity work, Ernie, because for as long as I can remember, you and Liesl have done such great work. You have the Owls for Autism Foundation. You opened the Owls Center of Excellence a while ago. I mean, your work, you and your wife's work, is just so commendable.
Well, thank you, Anne. I mean, it's just because of, you know, you want to take care of your own family, you know, and with Ben and, you know, our beautiful Samantha, you know, our kids have been so influential in our family life, in our lives, you know, and then with Ben, you know, with autism, you know, growing up in England and then moving over here, and then, you know, starting the Owls for Autism Foundation and all the wonderful, great people that that work with us, you know, in our center, you know, every single day, you know, driving our mission forward, the staff, the everybody at our center are just the most amazing people. You know, it's really part of their lives, you know, the life of autism. And just to try and better the lives of these kids and people with autism is really the driving force behind our whole mission. So it's all because of Ben. You know, Ben is 22. His sister Samantha, she's 26. She's just turned 26. And two of the most greatest kids we could ever have, you know. So very blessed. After all these years, you know, not knowing exactly where we were going to go with this, and now looking back and just looking at Ben as a blessing to our family, it's been quite a journey.
Well, what a beautiful family you have. And congratulations on that work that you continue to do and on your incredible career. You've had such a full life. In fact, you know, even when I was in South Africa, I visited your winery and played some great golf down there. I mean, you have a thriving golf course design company and wine company. You pretty much have done so much. What an incredible life, Ernie Owls.
Well, Anne, thank you so much. It's been, for the most part, it's been a lot of fun. You know, a lot of work, but a lot of fun. And it's things that kind of interest me throughout my life. And now it's kind of part of my life and business. So it's things that you enjoy doing, and then it doesn't become work anymore, you know. You know what I'm saying. I mean, you love playing golf, and congratulations on your media empire. So, you know, we all do what we love to do, and then it's enjoyable.
Wow, you are truly a superstar, the Big Easy Ernie Owls. Thank you so much for taking some time, and just wonderful to have you on.
Thanks, Anne. But great to hear from you, and hopefully maybe I'll come up to Oakmont next week and come see what the beast is like next week.
I'd love it. You should come. You should see how they, you know, how tough it is all these years later from when you won the title in 1994.
I'm just happy I'm not playing. I'll be watching. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks so much. The great Ernie Owls. Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by the Travelers Championship. See the PGA Tour's biggest names June 18th through the 22nd at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information. And by Tourism Ireland. Discover world-class links and breathtaking landscapes. Experience golf where it all began. Plan your dream trip to Ireland today at ireland.com/golf. and by Aer Lingus, the Irish flag carrier. Renowned for its warm Irish hospitality and exceptional service, Aer Lingus flies to Ireland from 19 gateways across North America. For more information and to secure a great fare, visit aerlingus.com. And by Concert Golf Partners and its family of 38 upscale private clubs. Concert preserves the unique culture of each club and invests capital annually to enhance the member experience. Looking to sell or recapitalize your club? Discover ConcertGolfPartners.com.